Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just got a text. Someone said, Dave, let's find out who's grilling, boiling, or chilling today. All right, we'll throw that out there. I am going to grill in about an hour and 47 minutes. I'm going to go to the store. I think I'm going to get some fresh ground beef, and I'm going to do some burgers on the grill today. What are you doing today? If you're grilling, let me know what you're throwing on the grill. If you're boiling, let me know what you're throwing in the pot. And if you're just chilling, let me know that as well, and we'll continue that conversation. Much of the conversation, I think, around the boiling pot at the barbecue pit and elsewhere today is going to be about yesterday's power outages and the fact that we had little to no warning that our power was out and it was mandatorily turned off because regulators said there wasn't enough power to go around. We'll continue that conversation coming up. But right now, I want to welcome in Greg Upton, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for taking out some time, Professor, on this Memorial Day to join us here on WWL. Memorial Day when gas prices are dramatically lower than we saw a year ago, and we're really enjoying some of the lowest gas prices we've seen in a long time, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. So it's been a really low gas price year this year, actually. And we saw, of course, with the when Russia invaded Ukraine, in 2022, we saw that spike in gasoline prices, and everyone might remember that Memorial Day prices were very high, and in fact, an inflation-adjusted were above $5 a gallon in today's dollars. But they've really steadily declined every year, which has been great news, and right now they're nationally a little above $3 a gallon. And here in Louisiana, they're around $2.70 a gallon. So that's really great news for consumers who are here traveling for Memorial Day and for the summer.
AAA says the price came down another penny today. Current average in Greater New Orleans, $2.70. It was $2.76 a month ago and $3.18 a year ago for Memorial Day. Why, other than the lack of the pressure from the conflict with Russia and Ukraine, why are gas prices so much lower right now in terms of where we are with oil prices and other factors?
Yeah, well, really what we've seen is continued increase in oil production within the United States. It's really been a trend we've seen over the last decade or decade and a half. And we had the shale revolution in the U.S. where we started extracting from these using horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing from these shale geological formations. And every year, industry's just gotten better and better and better at doing this. And so what we've seen is U.S. oil production is at a record high right now. We're actually a net exporter of these energy products from the Gulf Coast region. And so what does that mean for consumers? Well, that's good news for consumers in that you've got a lot of supply, and that kind of drives the price down. And so right now, in fact,
Go ahead. Now, let's finish that.
Yeah. And right now, in fact, even futures markets are in what we call backwardation, meaning that prices are actually intended to go even a little bit lower over the next year or so here. So this has just been really great news for consumers.
So there's plenty of oil, there's plenty of natural gas, there's plenty of energy producing going on, and that is good news for consumers. Is that good news for oil companies and for those in the oil sector and for the Louisiana economy that relies so much on profitability amongst oil with the oil prices so low?
Yeah, so that's a nuanced question, of course, or I guess a question that has a nuanced answer. It depends who within the energy sector that we're talking about. So if you think of the upstream oil and gas, so think of that, that's the people that actually drill for oil, produce it, and sell it to the market. If you go back before the 2014 price crash, and I'm going back even further here, but Louisiana had about 50,000 people in that sector, and of course it bumped up and down with the price. But then we had that 2014-2015 oil price crash. That one sector in Louisiana lost something in the tune of 17,000 to 18,000 jobs. That actually put Louisiana into a recession while the rest of the U.S. economy was expanding. Then, of course, we had the pandemic. We lost another 8,000 to 9,000 jobs. And what we've now seen is we actually have kind of historically low employment in that upstream oil and gas extraction sector today. But at the same time that that sector has really shrunk, what we've seen is a lot of investment in the manufacturing of those products, of those based hydrocarbons, into products that we use every day. So think about liquid fuels, chemicals, plastics, fertilizers, all these products that we produce here. So we've seen an enormous amount of investment in those sectors, and we actually now employ more people in that refining and chemical and export-oriented sectors than the upstream sector. So it's really, kind of a double-edged sword for one part of the industry. It's obviously has not been great news. For another part of the sector, it's been really great news here in Louisiana.
A lot of the news here in Louisiana for the last 12 hours has been about this massive power outage that was mandated. Nearly 100,000 people across southeast Louisiana, businesses, public entities, everybody had their electricity turned off yesterday. And I know that we had you on to talk about gas and oil prices, but I want to tap your expertise as an energy expert in general. A lot of people were surprised when they heard, because it's not something we've had to deal with here much in Louisiana, is that we can't make enough electricity locally to meet the demand. And yesterday was the first time, I think, in over 25 years, we've had any kind of mandatory brownout, blackout, electricity turned off here in southeast Louisiana. I'm just curious, tap your brain and your thoughts about that.
Yeah, sure. So I don't want to comment on specifically what happened yesterday till the utilities, of course, have a chance to opine. But kind of the long-term trend is, actually, in the United States, electricity demand has been remarkably flat over the last decade or decade and a half. And really, I know it's very different than what you might hear on the news listening to things. But the reason for that is, on one hand, you have, economic growth that leads to an increase in energy demand. But on the other hand, you have efficiencies. And what we see in the U.S. is these two things are approximately in balance. And so there's been a lot of investment, of course, in grid reliability and transmission upgrades. Here in the Gulf Coast region and in southern Louisiana in particular, we've seen a lot of investment in these export-oriented investments that I was talking about that are very, very big electricity users. You might recall recently we had the Hyundai Steel announcement. We have the Meta Data Center. These will be really, really large electricity users when, of course, those come online. And so really the key is building on that generation, which we're building pretty rapidly right now with the Meta Data Center and the announcements with that. But it's really a balance of getting that generation at the same time of having the demand comes online. So I think in the long run, look, these grid instances, of course, occur, and when they happen, they're very unfortunate. But in the long run, I think that we're kind of on this good trajectory of making these investments, while at the same time growing our export-oriented products.
So I know it's too early to know all the specifics and all of that, but in general, going forward, you think there should be enough supply to meet the demand so this doesn't become the new normal?
I do. I personally would be surprised if this becomes the new normal. I would. And a lot of that's going to come down to the Public Service Commission in Louisiana. At the end of the day, the utilities are going to be willing to make investments But of course, that Public Service Commission is going to have to allow for those investments to be made, because it's those investments that then go into rates that you and I, the ratepayers of the state, are paying. And so it's this balance of how much do you want to invest in this electric grid? And if you invest more, of course, you'll have more capacity. You'll have better transmission, all these different things that we like. But on the flip side of that, of course, we have to pay for those. And it's going to be that balance that's really going to be up to those regulators to decide how we strike that balance. But yeah, I'm optimistic in general.
Good. We're talking with Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, because I've got a lot of texts on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line questioning, with the push to increase the number of electric vehicles on the market, how that would impact oil and gas and how it would impact the electrical grid and the demand for power. So we'll ask him to answer that when we come back. Also, we were talking earlier about the fact there was plenty of electricity available in other parts of the country yesterday. They could have been sent to Southeast Louisiana, but apparently there's a big fight over those transmission lines and whether or not we should be sharing electricity in different regions of the nation across the grid. We'll talk about that with Greg Upton when we come back on WWL. Professor Upton, getting a lot of texts. People want to know if the push for more electric vehicles will impact the demand on the electric grid going forward and how it will impact oil demand. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so in our most recent energy outlook, which we release every year, we actually did some analysis on this exact issue. So we looked at electric vehicles in the U.S., and we did the kind of hypothetical question of, okay, what would happen if every single light-duty vehicle on the road were to switch from a gasoline vehicle to electric vehicle? And then we asked, what would happen to total energy demand? And then also, what would happen to electricity demand? And kind of what we found was interesting. If you look at, if you think about a power plant that's producing electricity from natural gas, for instance, it's enormously efficient at taking the energy content within the natural gas and then producing that electricity, which of course is then transmitted to your vehicle. And if you compare that to the kind of efficiency of an internal combustion engine within your car, perhaps it's not surprising that the industrial facility is going to be more efficient than a small engine that we're able to drive around with. And so what we actually find is that total energy within the economy actually goes down as you have more electric vehicles come online because of this this kind of trade-off in efficiency. But, of course, electricity demand would go up. And so, again, taking this to extreme, and we're not forecasting this, but if every single vehicle on the road, light-duty vehicle, were to become an electric vehicle, we estimate that total energy used in the U.S. would go down by about 9%, but electricity demand would go up by about 30%. And so, you know, when you look at these, and by the way, you can look at heat pumps and data centers and other factors that we all already looked at, that we also looked at. But really, our conclusion is the share of the energy mix coming from electricity is likely to increase over the next decade or so. But again, those total BTUs, total energy usage, is probably going to be relatively flat.
All right. So hopefully then we'll see some shift. And obviously, every vehicle is not going to be going electric, but a percentage of them will be. We see some shift towards producing more electricity so that we can meet that demand, so we don't have things like what happened yesterday happened again. Right. One of the issues yesterday, we were told, was that there was plenty of electricity available in Missouri.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Plenty of electricity available in Michigan and many other parts of the country. But there's been this big fight over transmission lines, and profits are at the core of this. Do you see a problem with the interconnectivity of the electrical grid? And do you think there should be or will be ways that if there's not enough electricity in Louisiana, but Minnesota has plenty of it, that we can just merely flip a switch and send that power this way?
Yeah, sure. So it's a great question. And actually, over the break, I went and pulled the data from yesterday when the outages occurred. And interestingly, it actually wasn't a very high demand day. It wasn't an unusually high demand day at all. And so what that tells me is that likely some of the outages occurred because, you know, power plants have planned maintenance and these kind of things. And it was the supply side that was really impacting that. Again, that's just me looking at it right here. But the broad
we know two plants. One was a planned maintenance, and one went offline. So we had two local plants that weren't available. But why couldn't we bring that electricity from Michigan or somewhere else?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So we build out transmission infrastructure, and transmission infrastructure is, of course, expensive. And we've actually seen a lot of transmission build out over the last decade, and the share of your electricity bill that comes from transmission has actually increased over that time frame. And so one of the big benefits that transmission gives you is when you have these outage events, you're able to move power longer distances. It also provides you a benefit of when all the different generators are coming online, you're able to dispatch in a more efficient manner when you're able to transmit that electricity, again, further distances and do that more efficiently. But back to what we just talked about a moment ago is the balancing of those costs. Making those investments is not free. And so we're part of what's called the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, or MISO, and we dispatch power over literally from southern Louisiana all the way go up north to literally Canada, and we're part of a large interconnected grid that dispatches that power. But there are these transmission constraints. And whenever you have individual plants go out, you don't always have the transmission to get there. So it's, again, that balance of cost and reliability.
And obviously the interconnectivity was not sufficient yesterday. Dr. Upton, we could talk for hours about this, and I know we'll be visiting with you again about it in the near future. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day.
Thanks, Dave. You too.
Greg Upton here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're back after the news. 8:44 on your Memorial Day. Hope you're having a happy Memorial Day. Was glad to hear from several members, either current or retired from the U.S. military, who do say it's okay to say happy Memorial Day on this holiday. But they said you should also spend part of the time not only being happy and not only celebrating the kickoff to the summer travel season and the backyard barbecues and grills and boils and pool parties and everything else, but you should recognize and at some point pay honor and tribute to those who have died in service to our nation to protect our freedoms, because that's what Memorial Day is truly all about. But celebrating those freedoms and enjoying them is also a great way to honor those who made sure we could do that. Alicia Walker and Nate Stark are travel journalists known as the Passport Couple, and we are fortunate to have them joining us on this day that we kick off the summer travel season here on WWL. Good morning, Alicia. Morning, Nate.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And you guys, I know a job is a job, and many people always talk about, oh, that must be a great job. And when it comes down to it, the person who's doing it, it's still work. But I got to tell you, if you got to live your life traveling a lot of the time and writing about it, that's not a bad way to spend a life, huh?
Yeah, we're definitely very grateful for it.
Where y'all at now? Where have you traveled on this Memorial Day, or are you at home?
Yeah, it's kind of both. We are at home, but we actually live in Tirana, Albania. So a little bit of both, I would say.
Every day's a bit of a vacation, huh?
Yeah.
Well, today is the day that many people, we know 45 million Americans are said to be traveling over this long holiday weekend. And for many, it is the time, you know, kids have just gotten out of school, at least here locally and across the country. They'll be out of school soon. And it's a time when people plan their summer travel. The two of you who are seasoned travelers and who study travel trends and everything else, take a look at what we can expect in the coming summer travel season. And in a nutshell, what do you think things are going to look like this year?
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely back to pre-pandemic levels. So travel is as busy as it ever has been. And I think a lot of people will always be going to those main spots, especially internationally and domestically. But more people are trying to find those lesser known destinations, those hidden gems, to try to avoid the mass amount of crowds that you can expect during the summer. And I think that's been a fun way for us to travel and a lot of people that we know to find the lesser known stuff. It's a little different than you're used to. Sometimes they're not ready for tourism, but it has been a more rewarding experience.
All right, Alicia, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to share some of those hidden gems with us. But first, Nate, do most people seek out new and different places every year, or do they kind of have their schedule set where they either have a condo on the beach, condo in the mountains, or a favorite location that they like to go to, whether it's theme parks or something else? Do most people kind of get set in a pattern of vacationing?
I definitely think so. And honestly, we think that's great. We always say that travel is whatever it is to you, like that's what you should do. Whatever you enjoy doing, that's what you should seek out. Like one of my best friends told us point blank, I have no interest in traveling with you guys ever.
Gee, thanks.
Because he's that guy who just wants to go to a resort and just hang out by the pool for 7 days and relax and go home. Whereas we are just like, we want to see everything, do everything, and try every new food that we can. So I think it's kind of fun. Like we traveled with Alicia's parents, I'd say, over the last 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And I think slowly but surely, we've kind of gotten them out of their comfort zone a little bit. So I believe you should kind of approach what you like, but maybe just like find little ways to step outside your comfort zone when you do travel and see if you like it.
Yeah, you know, we've always struggled as a family with some of us want to pack every attraction, every moment with something else to do, something else to see, somewhere else to eat, and others just want to either sit at the pool, sit at the beach, sit at on the balcony, wherever we go, and just, you know, hey, this is my decompression time. I don't want to have the stress of having to meet a budget or hit a schedule or an agenda while I'm on vacation. So we've found ways to try and balance that.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, I feel like in every family, there's one of each. Like even with Nate and I, we're full-time travelers. And Nate is definitely the more like, let's go see everything possible because we never know if we're going to come back here. And I'm like, but we could just like, you know, sit in the park for a little bit. That sounds nice. So it is hard to find that balance.
Yeah, indeed. And I think, you know, you have to find that balance. But I tend to be of the nature that, yeah, this is a place I've never been before. I want to experience everything it has to offer because I don't know if this will be somewhere I'll ever return to, and I don't want to feel like I missed out on anything. But at the same time, I don't want to have to need a vacation from my vacation once it's over.
Yeah,
exactly.
You said earlier that we're back to pre-pandemic levels of travel in terms of the numbers of people traveling. What about the budgets of people traveling? Are they spending as much? And has anything changed versus before and to now in terms of where they're going or what they're doing?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing that people as a whole learn during the pandemic is you never know when this is going to be your last vacation or your last trip or your last possibility of being able to go on a trip. So I think people are spending more. They're just like, let's go do it. We only have one chance at this. Like, let's go on that trip. Let's book that flight. Let's do that really nice, fun experience that maybe is a little much on the budget. But, hey, you know, you can always make more money when you get back home.
We're talking about the summer travel season kicking off on this Memorial Day. When we come back, we are going to ask our guest, the Passport Couple, about some of those hidden gems, somewhere that you might want to go you've never been before that could be very rewarding, when most of us probably have the same places we go in the mountains or the same places we go on the beaches most year. We'll get some suggestions on how to mix it up and change it up for you after this. Any questions you have, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're back with the Passport Couple on this Memorial Day after this on WWL. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your Memorial Day. Alicia Walker and Nate Stark, travel journalists known as the Passport Couple, are with us. And when we began this interview, they were telling us about some hidden gems that you might want to consider if you're looking for new experiences and new vacation opportunities instead of going to the same condo in the mountains or the same condo on the beach or doing some of the things maybe that you do year after year. So why don't you give us a couple of these hidden gems that may be a fantastic experience for someone looking to shake things up?
Yeah, I think for us, we mostly focus on international travel. And since we're based here in Europe, primarily, we think that there's a ton of opportunity for some really beautiful destinations in the Balkans. So that'd be like Albania, Croatia, Montenegro. It's a lot more affordable, just as beautiful, and way less busy than hotspots like Italy or Paris. And you're getting a lot of the same value as far as like history and delicious food and beautiful nature, but way, way more affordable. And like I said, way less busy, which we love.
Nate, what you got? Nate Stark, you still with us? I was looking for Nate to give us a hidden gem, but yeah. Nate may be hidden right now. All right, we're having some communication problems. We apologize for that here on WWL.
Similarly, if you can head towards like Eastern Europe,
All right, well, we apologize for the communications problems we're having with Nate. Alicia, are you still with us?
Yeah, I hope so. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you. Any other advice that you have for folks in this era where you say we're seeing more people returning to their kind of pre-pandemic travel spending and adventurism and willingness to get out there?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing is you don't have to go to the main tourist destinations to have a good vacation, even in the U.S. Even if you just go to a small town or somewhere on the beach that maybe isn't where all the nicest hotels and nicest condos are, you're still going to have a great experience just meeting the locals and eating the local foods and just taking it a little bit slower, I think, is the way to really have more memories from your trip. So.
Well, we sure appreciate your joining us here on this day that we kick off the summer travel season historically on Memorial Day. The Passport Couple, Alicia Walker and Nate Stark with us on WWL. Thank you for joining us and safe and healthy travels. We look forward to hearing in the future about some of the great places that you are visiting. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next hour, I want to continue our conversation about yesterday's mandatory power outages, the requirement that was handed down with little or no notice and little or no time to warn consumers that the electricity would be turned off due to a load shed, a term I haven't heard a lot over the years, but yet something we're going to be talking about a whole lot going forward. I have absolutely no doubt that there were failures at multiple levels yesterday, that there were people who dropped the ball. Because there should have been better communication. There should have been warnings that we were nearing capacity and people should have been asked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.